A bear cub is killed after a collision with a car in Haines, and a warm weekend breaks temperature records in Skagway and Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A brown bear cub was struck and killed by a driver in Haines recently. Wildlife trooper Trent Chakowski said the incident happened July 28th in the late evening around mile 9 of Lutak Road. Chakowski said the driver called the police and reported striking the bear, which then ran into the woods. Chakowski said the driver was not an Alaska resident.
They didn't even have the opportunity to put on the brakes is what they described. It just darted across the road, and it sounded as if the rear tire ran over the bear. Yeah, they didn't. There was no brake marks in the road where they reported striking it.
The animal was eventually found dead a couple days later.
The condition of the hide is pretty poor. It was bloated, so I don't know if the hide will be able to be salvaged and tanned. But everything else, like the skull and the claws, probably will be. Fishing game usually gets those taken care of, and then they're used for educational purposes.
Bears have been active in the Lutak-Chilkoot River area. Chakowski said he spotted 7 bears on a recent drive between the ferry terminal and Chilkoot campground.
The bears are definitely out at all times of the day. Speed limit there is 35, but it's common for people to speed out to see, to check on the bears as a reminder to slow down. And I don't know, it seems like it's going to be a rough year if people aren't, cautious and following the rules and giving bears their space.
Over the past couple weeks, the Department of Fish and Game has been vocal about giving bears space. Bear watchers have caused dangerous situations by getting too close to the animals at the Chilkoot Weir. After a stretch of cool, rainy weather, Haines and Skagway both saw record hot temperatures over the weekend. According to the National Weather Service in Juneau, several southeast towns saw the highest August 5th and August 6th temperatures ever recorded. On Saturday, Skagway sweltered to 93 degrees. The Weather Service says that is an all-time record for August temperatures in Skagway. It breaks a 1972 record of 92 degrees. Skagway's Sunday temperature, 75, is 2 degrees warmer than the last record for August 6. Haines also set new records for August 5th and August 6 temperatures. Saturday, the Haines Airport got up to 88 degrees, which is 2 degrees hotter than the previous record set in 1977. Other parts of Haines broke 90 degrees. On Sunday, Haines' 89-degree high shattered the 79-degree record set in 2009. Temperatures dropped Monday, but may rise back up to the 70s midweek. Rough ideas for an alternative way for Haines to dispose of solid waste are taking shape. Two plans centered on transfer stations were presented at a solid waste working group meeting last week. Haines is starting to explore, in an informal way, whether a different garbage disposal setup is feasible. Right now, residents are reliant on one privately owned landfill, Community Waste Solutions. There is also a nonprofit recycling center. Most residents self-haul their trash to CWS. Some of the pitfalls in this system include problems with illegal dumping and the insecurity of having no backup plan if CWS were to shut down. Would a different system work better? That's what the Solid Waste Working Group is exploring. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan and Waste Group member Burl Sheldon each presented a rough plan based on transfer stations. These are sites where people would bring waste before it gets shipped out or taken to the landfill. Here's Ryan.
I put everything in this. I would say the scope is the kitchen sink. In my mind, there's a recycling area, there's an area for compost, there's an area to grind glass, There's a building where your municipal solid waste goes with a compactor, hazardous waste, oil, yard mulch, and white goods, and over here are batteries.
Ryan suggested a main transfer station in town, preferably at the wastewater treatment plant or the recycling center on Small Tracks Road. Another transfer site would be set up out the highway, perhaps at Mosquito Lake School. Ryan did some rough math and estimates this model would cost each household about $16 a month. That is, if the borough were to treat trash disposal like a utility. Right now, Haines residents pay by pound to get rid of waste.
To me, this is where the conversation starts. We can all dream up a transfer station if we want. How do we make it work for the community? And so I tried to put some numbers to it, some ideas to it, and I think it's for discussion for the group.
Sheldon's plan was similar to Ryan's, but he wanted to make the cost more invisible to residents. Instead of charging for garbage disposal as a utility, he said it should be paid through taxes. That way, trash removal appears free, and there's no way for people to opt out.
Very important is that everybody pays.
Ryan and Sheldon both said CWS could be involved as a contractor, either operating the transfer stations or hauling garbage there. But these ideas were met with skepticism by one member of the working group.
Why would anybody bother to recycle?
Melissa Aronson is with Haines Friends of Recycling. One benefit of Haines' current system, where people pay by the pound, is that it encourages good behavior in some. People find ways to recycle and otherwise reduce the amount of garbage they're throwing away.
We've had a recycling ethic in this town for 20 years, and it's a real shame to throw it away.
Sheldon and Ryan said their plans don't have incentives for people to recycle. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel asked Aronson to present her own ideas about how Haines could move to a more sustainable waste disposal model that still encourages recycling. The next Solid Waste Working Group meeting is August 15th at 4 p.m. Haines residents have another chance to weigh in on proposals for a broadened police service area and excise taxes on tobacco and marijuana. Those are two of the items up for hearings at Tuesday's Haines Assembly meeting. Neither has a smooth route to passage. Establishment of a new community safety service area would need to pass a public vote, but it might not even be ready for assembly approval. The service area idea is a response to Haines' loss of an Alaska State Trooper. It would expand police protection throughout most of the borough, including the Haines Highway, Lutac, and Mud Bay Road neighborhoods. But it's drawn resistance from the volunteer ambulance crew and outer borough residents. The borough manager and clerk asked the assembly to spend more time on the question, instead of rushing to place it on the October 3rd election ballot. The excise tax ordinance would establish a per-unit tax on tobacco and marijuana products. The assembly is divided on the proposal. Some think it would generate revenue for the borough while discouraging unhealthy behaviors. Others think it would hinder the new marijuana industry or unfairly burden low-income residents. If the assembly can't agree, it could send the excise tax question to a public vote. Borough staff have provided an alternate ordinance that would do that. The assembly will also hold a second hearing on a charter amendment ballot question. That would let voters decide whether to alter charter to make the manager the only borough employee who serves at the pleasure of the assembly. Right now, charter says the clerk, chief fiscal officer, and attorney also serve at the assembly's pleasure. There is an initial hearing on an ordinance to place regulations on companies like Uber and Lyft. It would also reduce the insurance requirement for taxis. The meeting is set for Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up next, a special series from Alaska's Energy Desk called Midnight Oil. The limited series airs every Monday after the local news.